Report: FBI investigating whether 5G paranoia behind Nashville explosion. By Amy Furr on December 27, 2020. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Agents are reportedly asking whether Anthony Quinn Warner, a person of interest in the Nashville explosion, was paranoid about 5G technology. A source close to the investigation said, agents are probing if Warner, 63, feared that 5G technology was being used to spy on Americans, the New York Post reported Sunday. As of Sunday morning, no arrests had been made and no motive revealed in the explosion that occurred in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. The Post report continued. Warner's possible fears of 5G technology was also confirmed by a Nashville real estate agent who told NBC he'd called the FBI Saturday after seeing the person of interest's name in the news. The real estate agent, Steve Friedrich, reached out to investigators after realizing he's hired a Tony Warner to do IT work for him for the past several years, and as recently as this month. The FBI agent he spoke to asked if Warner was paranoid about 5G technology, Friedrich told NBC. Friedrich said he told the agents that Warner never mentioned being afraid of 5G. Nice guy. You know, he was a techie guy, don't mean anything negative about that. Friedrich commented, adding Warner would do this thing and leave. He didn't bother anybody. He did his thing and left. CBS News reported Saturday authorities named Warner, a Nashville area resident, as the person of interest. Officials said the explosion appeared to be both intentional and meant to limit casualties, Breitbart News reported. According to authorities, gunfire was heard ahead of the bomb blast outside an AT&T building in Nashville's downtown area between 1st and 2nd Avenues. The shots fired call came in about an hour before the blast. Once police arrived on the scene, officers heard a loudspeaker blasting a message from a van warning, "If you can hear this, evacuate now." Following the incident, 6 Nashville police officers were recognized for evacuating people from the area and saving lives just before the explosion.